Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala of The Athletic, presented by Ent Credit Union. Nikki, there was breaking Broncos news today, breaking ownership news. Can you catch us up for the most layman fan in the simplest terms? And I know that it's pretty convoluted and there's a lot here, but if you don't mind, try to explain what we need to know from this latest news that broke this morning.
Yeah, it is pretty complex, but basically what you need to know is Pat's two oldest daughters, Beth Bullen Wallace and Amy Clemmer, they filed a petition in Arapahoe County early this morning challenging the validity of the trust on the grounds they contend that Pat Bowlen was not of sound mind because of Alzheimer's when he signed his 2009 estate documents with his trust. So they're challenging the validity of the trust, which, you know, could have some pretty significant implications for both sides. For Beth and Amy, they could be disinherited. There is a no contest clause in this trust, so they risk being disinherited by doing this. It could also have implications on the separate NFL arbitration that is going on with regards to the future ownership of the Broncos. So this was a pretty significant filing, and, you know, attorneys from both sides have released pretty strong statements saying they think their side will, based on the evidence that will come out in discovery in this process, they feel they will prevail. So
Nikki,
it's going to be a lengthy process.
Yeah, this feels like to me, and please, I guess I'm going to ask you to be a little bit subjective here, but this feels like maybe the biggest development within this back and forth, because it feels like this gets right to the heart of the issue. This is the true crux of the issue, that they believe, the Beth Bowlen Wallace side, they believe that Pat Bowlen was not of sound mind when they redid the trust, because they redid the trust about five times. They rewrote it, right? Starting in like 1998 and three or four more times leading up to 2009. But Pat Bowlen was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2006, if I'm not mistaken. So they are getting right to the heart of the issue, saying that when this current trust rewrote this with Pat Bowlen, he was not of sound mind. Do I have all that right?
Yeah, it does get to the heart of the issue. I mean, this is the most significant filing, and, you know, really the past year has kind of been building up to this. As far as the 2006 diagnosis, that's what Bill Bowlen alleged in his lawsuit.
Okay.
That he was diagnosed in by doctors at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona around 2006. That has not been verified by trustees or anybody else up until this point. So that the date of when he was diagnosed is critical, but also the evidence that, you know, either side has to show about, you know, his state of mind at the time. You are right. The original trust was formed in 1998. It's been restated and amended many times since. And in 2009, it was restated by Richard Robinson, a state attorney who worked with Pat Bowlen, and he signed an affidavit stating that Pat Bowlen was of sound mind and he had a clear understanding of what he was doing, of how his assets were going to be handled. And Richard Robinson also drafted the power of attorney and Pat Bowlen's will that same year. So long story short, this is a very significant filing. It does get to the heart of the issue. It does kind of feel like it's only just beginning, this dispute, though it feels like we've been at it for quite some time.
Right.
But there are high stakes for both sides on this one.
Stoke, any questions for Nikki?
Because the filing, the lawsuit that came, you know, last was his brother. And now it's his daughters. Is that correct? So, I mean, this is totally, totally different than the filing that just kind of got thrown out.
They're separate cases, yes. Bill Bowen, he filed his lawsuit in October. It was dismissed in its entirety last month.
Right.
Beth and Amy first filed their petition in February, and this is kind of the latest filing related to that case. So they're separate cases, sort of related, I guess. They're all kind of touching on similar topics.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Here's the one thing I do know, and this is a large conversation that takes a lot of unpacking. I literally had to read your article twice on The Athletic because it's that thick, like in the weeds with stuff. But here's what I do know for certain, that the thought that this thing was going away after Bill Bolin's lawsuit was tossed out of court, that's not true.
Yeah, no,
this isn't going anywhere, right?
Yeah. No. And even when that did happen, I mean, the Amy and Beth's petition had already been filed, and arbitration is still on the table. That is scheduled for November. That didn't go away.
Okay.
Whatever happens in this case could impact that. You know, if the court finds that the trust is indeed invalid, arbitration becomes meaningless. But, you know, if they find the trust is legit and the trustees have been executing Pat's plan, then arbitration is warranted as of now. So there have been other things in the background. So Bill Bolin's lawsuit, it was significant that it was tossed, but it never ended things by any means.
All right. Appreciate you coming on and kind of catching us up. Nikki Javala of The Athletic is presented by Ent Credit Union. Appreciate you, Nikki.
Thanks, guys.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.